The first thing is to gain a bit of awareness and probably a relationship with these inbound operators.
Yep.
And obviously initially it would be nice to gain some work, but it's sort of more of a long-term goal to build a rapport with the agents and showcase our products, and then we can start to build that sort of circle of trust, and they can know what they're putting their clients through, and we can expect a bit of work from it, ideally.
Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of the Tourism Chat Show. I'm Michelle Caldwell, the host of the show, and today we're bringing you another one in the series of our Trends Unpacked. And today, you know what? We thought, wouldn't it be fun to chat to some people who are coming to Trends for the very first time this year. Now, think back to your first Trends. We know how daunting it can be and how much work it takes to actually get to the show. But hey, these guys are taking it all in their stride and they seem to know exactly what they're doing. So it's great to have Thomas Orr from Halleseeker and Paul Chaplow from Whanganui & Partners joining us on the show today. Now look, there are going to be quite a few first timers at Trends, and if that's you, don't worry, because all of us who have been many times before are there to make you feel welcome. And if you are one of those ones that's been there many times before, take the words out of Paddo's book, last week's episode, and he said, don't stand in the corner and talk to your mates from your region. Get out there and network. And if you see someone looking a little bit lonely, hey, go over, make them feel welcome, and introduce them to a few people that you know so they can start to build their networks, because that's what tourism's all about, isn't it? So anyway, I'm going to get on with this episode. Thank you once again for tuning in. We are really building the excitement for Trends now. We can't wait. Only a few months to go, and it will come around very quickly, as it always does every single year. But anyway, hey, look, if you'd love to come onto the show, or you know somebody who's got a great story, drop me a line, michelle@destinatenz.com. We'd love to hear from you. We want to showcase all of these incredible stories that we have around our industry. So yeah, drop me an email anytime, or slip into the DMs on our social media. You can find us at Instagram at the Tourism Chat Show. Anyway, I'll leave you with the interviews now, and we'll be back next week with another great episode. Joining me today is the first of our two first timers to Trends. I've got Thomas Orr from Halleseeker based here in sunny Taupo with me. Kia ora, Thomas, and welcome to the show.
Kia ora, Michelle. Thank you very much.
Tell us a little bit about your company and what you're showcasing at Trends this year.
Yeah, so Halleseeker is a helicopter-based company, been based in the central North Island for about 30 years, and our main business has been taking hunters and fishermen into the Kaimana and Kawika ranges and sort of the wild areas around Lake Taupo. So that's sort of where we've started, and we've grown into multiple different products, such as luxury remote accommodation and heli biking and heli hiking and the like. So, yeah.
Excellent. That sounds like a pretty good mix of products there that you've got and experiences to showcase to the agents that are coming down. What made you decide to exhibit at Trends for the first time?
Well, with this opening of our new branch of Halleseeker Kaimana or Alpine Adventures, so that's more of a tourism-leaning arm of the business, with targeting the heli biking market and hiking. Mm-hmm. So we started to step our toes into the tourism world, and we've been doing a lot of charter work and stuff for a long time. But yeah, sort of going down the tourism road, it sort of opened up the door, started talking with our local RTO about about the possibility to be at Trends. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and I'm just hoping it will sort of give us a bit more exposure. You know, we've been here for a long time, but I don't know if a lot of agents are aware of us or aware of what we can offer their clients while in the region. So it's sort of just building that exposure around what we offer and who we are.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And you are going to the right place, because I hear that the buyer slots have sold out for this year. So we've got a good contingent of buyers coming from all over the world. Tell us a little bit more about Kaimana or Alpine Adventures, because this is a brand new experience that only launched at the end of last year from memory. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, that's correct. So we opened Kaimana or Alpine Adventures end of November last year. And so it's a joint venture between us, Halleseeker, and two local iwi. whose land the operation's based on. And so our main product is a 23K downhill heli biking trail. So we purpose built a heli biking trail and we fly riders and their bikes to the top and then they ride back down to base. And it's sort of right where we're based is right on the foothills of the Tongariro National Park. So right on State Highway 1 there, and we argue the best view in the North Island.
Yeah.
We can ride over Lake Taupo to the three main volcanic peaks in Tongariro and right through Whanganui. So it's a real special, beautiful spot. And so we do mainly the heli biking, but we also do scenic flights around the mountains and also a range of other things such as heli hiking and wilderness lunches. Things like that. So yeah, that's sort of our first real step into the tourism world.
Excellent. And the downhill biking, is that something that you have to be a really experienced rider to do, or is it a little bit gentler than that?
Yeah, so the trail is a grade 3, so it's designed for your intermediate to advanced riders.
Okay.
So you need to have done some mountain biking, but it's not an overly challenging trail.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. Because that's always what people like to know, isn't it? That if they're confident on their bike, but they might not be experts at jumping over the big jumps, that they can get out there and do it.
Yeah, exactly. They're still capable of riding it. And we take e-bikes as well as regular bikes. So a lot of people who have done a bit less riding just jump on an e-bike and still get to experience this amazing part of the world.
Yeah, I've seen some of the photos that you guys have had taken, and it does look stunning. And I think you're right. You do have an incredible view from there. And everybody that I know that's done it already is raving about it. So I need to get myself up there, but maybe a bit more time on my bike first.
At some point, bit of training.
Yeah, I do have an e-bike now. So at least that's one step closer. What are your expectations from participating in trends? You mentioned there just building a little bit of awareness with those agents offshore, but have you set yourself any specific goals yet for what you'd like to get out of it?
Nothing specific in terms of numbers and figures, but we would just...
Yeah, absolutely. And how have you started to plan and prepare for trends? We've got our appointment schedules open now. Like, as a first timer, what tools have you used, or who are the people you've spoken to get some tips on building that appointment schedule out to get to see the right people?
Yeah, so we've been super lucky with our amazing RTO, Destination Great Lake Taupo. We've been absolutely amazing in terms of just getting the initial registration for Trends and everything that's involved in signing up and getting Trends Connect sorted. And then through till now, we've got the streams open, just getting prepared for how we're going to approach the week down there. We're sharing with another local business with Johnny 4B. Yep. So we're sitting down in the next few days and just going to start building out exactly how we're going to put our businesses forward. And yeah, as I said, DGLT have just been absolutely amazing in that support and guiding us through something that's all pretty new.
So, yeah, awesome. And that whole sharing a stand was something that was brought in new last year. And I know Johnny from 4B Bike Hire and Tours, who you mentioned there, he shared with another operator last year and obviously got the benefit out of that. And he's going back this year. And there's a nice synergy with you guys both being in that biking realm, and you work together, I know, as well. But it's a nice kind of affordable way for you to be able to go to trends as new operators, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, as a new operator that hasn't done a lot in the space, it can be, it's quite a hard decision if you were to front up with the entire cost to start with, especially if you haven't been and you don't know what could come back from it. So yeah, the option of sharing with someone has definitely, you know, probably allowed us to even come in the first place. We may have not done that if we, you know, if we had to pay for the whole lot up front. So yeah, it'll be a good way to get an introduction and a start. And as I said, with Johnny, who's someone that we work with anyway and do a lot of work with. So yeah, I'm excited, very excited.
Yeah, awesome. And it's nice that it's in Wellington. First time, it's interesting. We've never, ever had Trends in Wellington before. So your first time at Trends is also Wellington's first time. So that's a nice little coincidence there.
Yeah.
Hey, are there any particular regions or markets that you're targeting at Trends? Like, where do you see the potential business coming from? What markets are you looking
at? Yeah, we kind of don't have anything really narrowed down. A lot of our heli biking market is certainly domestic. just with internationals, obviously can hire bikes, bring them, but the sort of that scenic flights portion of the business is a lot more internationals. And so we do get a lot of European and Chinese as well. So we kind of would like to, the Asian market's really big for scenic flights as well. So I guess we'd probably like to push a bit more in that direction. And then with the charter portion of the business, so all our scenic charters, transfers and that's mainly Americans. So yeah, we certainly would like to get a bit more exposure in the US as well with through the charter and transfer side of the business.
Good. And how many helicopters do you have in your fleet?
So in our fleet total we run 8.
Okay. So you've got
so we've got a real range, right, from sort of corporate luxury machines, AC-120s, and then squirrels, AS-350s, down to Hughes 500s, which we use for hunting and fishing. Yeah, so quite a range as well.
Yeah, awesome. Oh, well, that sounds really great. And hopefully there are some buyers listening into this episode that like what you're saying and request an appointment with you and maybe reach out and make some connections on Trends Connect. And I wish you all the best and I hope that it's a really successful show for you. I mean, we'll be sitting next to each other in the TOEFL section anyway.
We will be, but no, we're really looking forward to it and looking forward to building some new relationships
Yeah, fabulous. Okay, so everybody listening in, Thomas is on the Heli Seeker stand at Trends. So look him up and go and say hi.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Michelle, and we'll see you all down there.
Thanks, Thomas. Okay, so we're back again now with another guest who is attending Trends for the first time. It is a region rather than a business, but it's my pleasure to introduce Paul Chaplow, who is the strategic lead of visitor industries for Whanganui and Partners. Kia ora, Paul.
Kia ora, Michelle. Thank you for inviting me on.
Yes, now we think it's been a long time since Whanganui has been at Trends.
Yes, I'd say it's at least 10 years, I would say, if not more. Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about your role at Whanganui and Partners and why you've made the decision to attend Trends this year.
Sure. So my role is the strategic lead for visitor industries. Essentially, I'm the RTO. The Regional Tourism Organisation for the business. Why we decided to attend, there's a number of reasons for that. We've got real strength in arts and heritage and I guess in our awa, but the Sargent Gallery is one of our star attractions. It's been closed for over 10 years. It's a significant regional gallery. It's had $71 million redevelopment and it's finally opening this year. So we're really excited about that. It's one of our hero attractions, the overall offering, but we've also, in tying into that, we've developed a coastal arts trail with the collection of art galleries with our neighbouring regions of Manawatu and Taranaki. And we also have recently gained a UNESCO City of Design status. And so that all ties into quite a nice package, along with the opportunity to just sort of share the broader story of Whanganui. So I guess it's built around those three key things, but also obviously expanding out to all the other things that we see we can offer. And we want to sort of step up a bit and be seen as a more serious player in the tourism sector as a visitor destination and build that. We see that as a key pillar of our economic development, which is obviously why we have an RTO in the first place.
Yes. Yeah. And I guess we've spoken to a couple of RTOs over the past 12 months on the show, and I guess we talk about your role in that leadership and I guess bringing back the intel to the operators that you work with. So part of that, I'm guessing, is going to be that for you as well with your operators there in Whanganui?
Yeah, absolutely. It's absolutely about supporting our operators, who is particularly those that are stepping up into the trade space. So yeah, we'll be obviously highlighting those operators when we have our visits with the various IBOs.
Yeah, cool. And what are your expectations from participating in Trends this year?
I think, the opportunity to meet and present Whanganui to international sellers, it's the obvious one. I think just connecting with a variety of significant players in the industry, both nationally, internationally, pretty much everyone's at Trends. So it's a good thing. Yeah, I think it is. It's more about that sort of stepping up in that regard. I know there's some good talks that happen within the event, so I'm hoping to maybe have some time to do that. I don't know if I will. And ultimately, the idea is that we grow the number of sellers that we have that have Whanganui in their itineraries. And I guess the goal would be to have operators that will represent, so that we represent, gain contracts with IBOs as well.
Yeah, awesome. And Whanganui's been punching well above its weight over the last couple of years from a visitor perspective. And obviously a lot of that has been domestic because we haven't had borders open for a little while. Are you seeing any of that starting to pay off with that word of mouth through the international travellers that are also moving around New Zealand? Are you hearing more accents in town, and are you getting that feedback from operators that they are coming to you?
Yeah, we're definitely noticing the international traffic's growing again. I think that's just happening naturally with the opening of the borders. Yeah, we have primarily been a domestic focused thing. We kind of rely, I think we get a lot of our international visitors through our domestic visitors talking about us and having been here. So I think that's a really neat thing. But this is, I guess, a more explicit way of reaching international visitors by doing this. We don't have the budget to do much in the way of our own international trips overseas and things like that. So this, while reasonably costly on the scheme of things, is actually quite an affordable option to reach those markets and through IBOs that are attending trends.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you'll basically be talking to operators from all around the world, won't you? And in a couple of days, and you can't do that for the money that you're spending at Trends on a plane. So
exactly. Yeah.
Are there any specific markets that you're targeting while you're at Trends, or are you kind of open to everybody? Or who?
I've been trying to connect primarily with who I see are more English-speaking markets. So Australia, North America, UK, Europe. In particular Germans, we just get a huge number of Germans that come through here, and I'm not sure if that collates widely across other regions. It probably does, but they seem to come through these smaller regions quite
they like to get off the beaten track a little bit, don't they?
Which fits with us really well. So that's been my primary focus. But look, I've had connection requests from Asian countries, which I've gladly accepted as well. So I think I'm pretty full. I don't think I've got much space to take many more now, but I'll see what else comes. But I've kind of gone through the long list of the sellers that are in and selected as best I can through looking at what their backgrounds are, ones that I think would fit what they were looking for.
Yeah, awesome. And I know it's not your first time to Trends, but it has been a while, probably since you've personally attended, as well as Whanganui, obviously coming for the first time in what we think is 10 years. How have you prepared for that? What tools are you using, or have you spoken to anybody that's given you some tips, or how are you deciding who you want to see and what you want to get out of the show?
Well, to give you a plug, I have listened to a couple of your podcasts, so thank you very much for those. Those have been useful. Mostly just connecting with the sellers through the marketplace option. TIA have run a couple of sessions, so I've been in on some of those and reading through the guidance for Trends. Like you say, I've been there as a seller of activities in a previous role that I had before taking this role, and also when I worked at Tourism Industry Aotearoa too. So I kind of know how it works, and I guess under the preparation, I'm just obviously working through what I think are the key points of our presentation that we want to cover off in the short amount of time that we have with each seller.
Yeah, absolutely. I would imagine it's quite a challenging process for you as a region to try and squeeze everything into 15 minute appointments, which are quite often about 12 minutes by the time people come and go from your booth.
I mean,
how do you do that?
I focus very quickly on the overview, key points of what they can expect by coming to our region, and then I drill down into the particular offerings that we have. And ideally, if I can, if I've sort of got a sense of what they're after, I might just focus in on one or two of those offerings. But at this point, I feel like a lot of it is just, here's the suite of offerings, lots of interest, and let's follow those up later if they want more detail.
Yeah, absolutely. So what will success look like for you at the end of the show?
As I said before, I think growing the number of sellers that have Whanganui on their itinerary, hopefully I'll be able to see that. Operators gaining some contracts with IBOs, and I guess people seeing us at Trends to sort of say, oh, Whanganui, they're in the visitor space here. They want to play in this scene. I'm aware, having been to Trends as a business, that I don't expect this will be a one-off for us. Once you go to Trends, it really has to be an ongoing commitment for quite a while before you really start to see benefit. I think people need to see, oh yeah, I've seen them, I've built a relationship. And then you get that kind of rolling effect starting to go. So I think it's very much, it's not, I want to sort of jump in, it's not just dipping our toe in here, but it is a start of our journey with Trends and growing the relationship with IBOs.
Yeah, awesome. And I guess ultimately you're doing that, I guess, lead work on behalf of the region. Mm. And if you can come back and say, hey, look, here's five or six different buyers from around the world who want to contract you and work with you and bring people here, then that starts to build, I guess, a little bit more confidence with the operators in town who are probably also new to trade to potentially come to Trends next year, right?
Yeah, I certainly made the offer and tried to encourage people to come this year, but I think it is a bit too soon, and particularly after having come through COVID. But having said that, as you said before, we had a really good domestic spend during that whole time. So, yeah, but I do hope that we'll see some operators that will come along with us next year, and look forward to doing that with them.
Yes, and having a few mates sitting around you that you can all talk about the great things in Whanganui.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, well, thank you, Paul. That's a very short and sweet overview of what you're up to at Trends. We're just trying to get a bit of a perspective from lots of different people. We've had Brad Patterson on the show, who has been to over 20 Trends. And then obviously we're talking to a few first-timers as well. And we've got a few buyers coming on to the show in the next few weeks. So thank you for joining us. Don't forget, if anybody's listening in and you're a buyer and you're really keen to hear more about Whanganui, look for Paul in the list and make an appointment with him, or drop in and see him through the morning tea or lunch breaks, and you'll hear all about the wonderful things that Whanganui has to offer.
Nice one. Thanks, Michelle. Appreciate the chat.
Okay. Ka kite.
Okay.